Responding to pressure from activists, city officials in Springfield, Massachusetts, have announced a new transportation plan for the senior center. Starting next month, free door-to-door rides will be offered to seniors who wish to go to the Raymond Jordan Senior Center to enjoy lunch, activities, and camaraderie. The new city-provided transportation is a response to complaints that many seniors are finding they cannot afford to travel to the $13 million state-of-the-art senior center that opened last year. It's also an upgrade from the stopgap plan announced by Mayor Dominic Sarno at the senior center last month, when he said the city would offer van rides to the senior center from three neighborhood pickup points.
And you seniors are near and dear to my heart, and I want more seniors to have access to this center.
That announcement was immediately panned by Maddie Lacewell, president of the Greater Springfield chapter of the Massachusetts Senior Action Council.
It's unacceptable, because what we are asking for is door-to-door pickup.
During the summer, seniors staged rallies at City Hall and attended city council meetings to demand, quote, access and affordability, unquote, at the new senior center. A statement from the mayor's office announcing the free door-to-door van service called it a pilot program. Available on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, it's scheduled to start December 2nd. Seniors must call in advance to reserve a ride. Free rides to the senior center from designated pickup points in three city neighborhoods will still be available. Tracy Carpenter, an organizer with the Senior Action Council, praised the city's decision to provide door-to-door transportation to the senior center.
We have been supporting seniors that have been raising their voice around what they need on transportation. And from the very beginning, we were hoping for a pilot program that was affordable and went from the home to the center, because that's what's needed for the majority of those that are trying to access the center.
The senior center is served by two PVTA bus routes, but seniors complain the stops are not in residential areas. The paratransit service provided by the PVTA costs $6 for a round trip. Add in the $3.50 charge for a meal at the center, and it's a pricey day, said Carpenter.
For those that are on, you know, modest income, that's expensive. And they were making choices of, you know, not going every day, maybe, you know, two days a week, and for some, only one.
Until the senior center opened in February 2018, the city provided services, activities, and meals to its senior residents at a patchwork of neighborhood locations. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.